It's time to do a recap of season two, because this episode is the last episode of season two, and I can't believe we're here already.
Welcome to the Balance Code Podcast, a place where you have permission to step outside the hamster wheel of day-to-day life and learn tools for better balance. My name is Katie Russler. I'm a licensed therapist and hidden grief and burnout specialist. I help ambitious high achievers who are ready to get off the one-way train to burnout and learn better tools to embrace life. Oh, and by the way, I'm an American living in Germany who's still learning the language, a mom of three, and an entrepreneur. Living my balance code is what helps me keep working in incredible ways without burning out. So let's discover our balance code together.
Welcome back to the podcast. Okay, if you are watching this, then you see I'm a little more glammed up than normal. You can watch it on YouTube or on Spotify video, but there's a reason for it. Don't worry. I am showing up nice for you, but there's a reason why I'm so glammed up. But first, I just want to say this is our last episode of season two. Don't worry, not last episode in totality, but last episode of season two. And I want to take some time to reflect on the lessons learned, the areas of creating more balance in our lives that we've sort of discovered, and where things are going. So first, I will start with, I am glammed up because we just had a photo shoot today for some new photos for my website and social media. And as you'll see soon, the new graphics for season three. It was time for an update. And, you know, those of you who are in your own personal growth journey, then you know that feeling of like, there's just time for something new to really show this new side of myself. And in my own work that I'm doing beyond the podcast, I've started pivoting into working primarily with couples again. I did that for a long time in my career, and then I took a four-year hiatus, and here I am doing it again. And I love working with couples. I needed that break to come with a fresh perspective on really the dynamics that happen between especially high-achieving couples. And so that is where I'm at right now. And if you listen to the episode about rebuilding your relationship and is it time to rebuild, that's where I'm going with my work, is to really support couples who realize that it happens every 7 to 10 years in a relationship. Not that you've been, quote, married during that time, but like in the relationship for 7 to 10 years, that we need to pivot and change and grow and tear down the old and rebuild. So in my work, my focus will be that. But for the podcast, it will still be speaking to all of us high achievers who are looking for more balance. And as I have more seasons of the podcast, we'll see that grow as we start to learn greater tools and things that will help us find our own balance. So let's talk about season two. And I was just so grateful to interview so many amazing speakers and from around the world. Like if you go back and look, they are placed throughout the world. And it was incredible to learn from them, to hear how they talk about things, right? To hear what their secrets and tools are. No matter where they're from, what their background is, whether they're in corporate, whether they're an entrepreneur, you know, whatever it is. And for me, it was always a reminder of how unique each of us are and what we need to create that balance. Because some of the tools that the guests shared were like applicable to many of us. And then some were very hyper-focused on high achievers, right? On those who are really perfectionists and kind of type A gold star people like myself. And I valued the fact that there was this sort of array of tools for all of us. I also found it really interesting to learn from people who have very different backgrounds than me and to hear their stories and what made them hit burnout. Because, you know, sometimes we assume it's always career and work, but sometimes it's other things in life or a desire because of our cultural background to feel like we need to achieve and to prove something. And that's what drives us, because burnout can happen, you know, to stay-at-home moms. Burnout can happen to any of us. It's not a one size fits all. It's just career. This is the only way. you know, I would say after listening to two seasons of this podcast, I hope you realize that burnout can happen in relationships. Burnout can happen in families. It's not just at work. So the definition of burnout being related to the workplace really needs to shift. And that's okay. It will take time. Things like that take some time. But I think in our space, we can know that burnout can happen for a variety of reasons in different scenarios. And the people that I got to speak to, we were able to address that. I also really liked that we were able to learn from people who could talk a little bit more about like health concerns that they had and issues that they faced because of the burnout, because of ignoring all of the, you know, mayday, mayday, the ship is going down signs, right? Like, you know, hey, if it's smoking, there's probably a fire. Oh, wait, it's been smoking for a while. Then the fire's been going for a while. So in my own journey of health and mental health and burnout recovery, really valued hearing how it impacted people's health. And you're going to see in season three, I'm going to be really pulling in more people on mental health, more people on physical health, and overall health, because I think a holistic approach to addressing burnout, to addressing stress, to addressing just that sense of complete overwhelm, right, is important. And the more we surround ourselves with tips and tools and stories, the more we learn for ourselves and we try out things and we see what works for us. I also really valued, I don't know if any of you noticed, but this season I brought in men, and not that this is a podcast just for women. It isn't. I have many male listeners. Hello, everyone. But I wanted to bring in some male speakers. And sometimes that's a little bit hard in some of the online spaces I'm in. When I ask for speakers, women tend to speak up first to be on a podcast. But this time around, I was able to get some male speakers, and that really warmed my heart to be able to bring in more dynamics and different perspectives. And you're going to see that in season three too. It's going to get very diverse. And that just gets me super excited. So what is to come for season three? Season three, again, still speaking to us who are looking for more balance in our lives, understanding that balance is not one size fits all. It is very diverse. It is very unique to us. We're factoring in our culture, our family background, our temperament and personality, and then just like life experiences, right? And how we've been conditioned to all of those things. So it can't be that I have one type of speaker always talking to us. It needs to be very diverse. And so you'll see in season three, which much of it is already recorded already. So I'm excited. I know who you're going to be listening to, and I know it's going to be really game-changing as you think on it and chew on it and say, okay, what do I take from this episode? Let me go listen again and listen again. And so season three is going to have a lot of powerhouse speakers who are just going to be like, you're going to walk away and be like, whoa, okay. That was some good stuff. And you know, I keep these episodes short for a reason. I think it's important to have them, you know, if you're driving somewhere or on the S-Bahn, if you're here in Europe, you know, if you're just wanting to listen to something quickly and get some really good tools. And I will tell you, this is quite a challenge for the speakers that I interview, because they're used to 30, 45 minutes, 1 hour. And I'm like, nope, 20 to 25 minutes. Sometimes we go 30, depending on the topic, but they've liked the challenge and they liked having to maybe weed out some of the storytelling that is important. But I know for me, when I listen to podcasts, like I really want to get to the meat and the potatoes, right? Like, I you know, don't give me the water. I want the meat and the potatoes. Like, I want the things that I have to chew on and think about and sit with. That's important to me. And that's what I wanted for this podcast. And so the speakers have valued that challenge of simplifying what they talk about and really making sure that the analogies they use, the stories they use, are succinct and get to the point of what it is that they want to teach you guys. So that's been fun to hear their feedback afterwards. The other thing that has surprised me, I did not expect this to be feedback I would be getting, is my current clients. And to those of you who are listening, thank you for listening every week. It has meant so much to me to hear from you almost every week going, oh, this episode, let me tell you my thoughts on it. And my clients actually listen to these episodes, do the little homeworks that I give or reflections that I give, and come to session with those things. And that I did not expect. And I'm so grateful for, because it's a whole nother layer of support.
it's not that my voice is the voice that they need to be listening to, but the more that they hear a voice that is about empowerment, about taking personal choice, right? About, you know, taking power back in your hands and taking care of yourself and not feeling like you have to be a certain way. Or again, back to that cookie cutter, right? Like it has to look a certain way. If I'm not this, this means this. You know, I was talking with a client last week and the issue was like, hey, I'm such a high achiever. I'm such a gold star earner that even in basic small things, I want to earn that gold star. And I'm a little worried that something's wrong with me. And what I said to them was, I don't want to change you. And I don't think you should, you want to change you. I think, you know, or that you should want to change you. I think it's, there is strengths to being that gold star earner, right? There's some beautiful strengths to it. And then there's some consequences. And I think if you find that there's more consequences, that's what you work on. But if you see the strengths in it and you see the positives and the excitement you get in doing that work and getting that gold star, and then you're like, yeah, I feel so empowered and so motivated and it helps you get other things done, then why would we change that? Like what, there's nothing bad about that. But if you find that it, you know, makes it so that you take the attention away from maybe other students or other people in your environment, or you're only talking about how good you are and all the things you can accomplish, well, yeah, that's the negative side of it. That you can address. So often we think with being a high achiever, oh, there's some things that might be wrong about it. No, there's positives and there's negatives. And it's just about learning how to live with those negatives in a way that feels true to your values. So again, if you don't like to gloat, but you find yourself talking often about how well you did, then it's like, okay, it's not true to my values to do this. I need to be really more mindful of how I speak about the progress I'm making and wait for the question to be asked about how I'm progressing and how things are doing versus me just coming out with it. So this has been, again, a fun thing in working with my clients and hearing the stories that are coming out and hearing their own experiences as high achievers of going, okay, how do I look at this as a positive and see the negative and work with that, both sides of it, right? And we all have negatives to our personality and our temperament. And instead of going like, I have to fix this about me, it's like, how do I work with this in a way that feels right? And how do I maybe give myself some grace when I make mistakes and do things wrong? Because we all fail forward. Like that's what it is, right? It's trial and error. It's lessons learned and failing forward. Okay. So without rambling and getting into too much teaching, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you've been a listener since the very beginning, it means so much to me to be 52 episodes in and a year of podcasting. I'm proud of myself for the commitment and dedication to doing it. I am grateful for all the people I've met along the way. I'm in awe of those of you who have written me and shared your stories from listening to the episodes and the things that you're growing and learning from them. I love that you're doing that, that you're taking the time not just to listen, but to implement it, to actually do the activities, make the changes, look at the different shifts that you can to create better balance. And I love hearing what's working for you and what's not, because I think the more we talk about these things, the more we feel more confident about the choices we're making. I also want to thank those of you who've shared the podcast. That's almost like, that's as equally as fun as hearing from you guys. It's like, oh my God, and I shared it with my, you know, this or that. And that I love that because I know then it's impacting, touching more people and supporting them where they are. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. So I am super excited for you guys to get into season 3. We will take 1 week off, just 1 week, and then we'll be jumping into season 3. And I'm grateful that you'll be along that journey with me in listening to those episodes. And again, feel free to reach out, share with me what you're learning. Go back and listen to season 1, season 2, as we prepare to change some things and how we look at balance in season 3. And here's to finding our balance code. Thank you again for listening to today's episode. As one of my listeners, I have a special gift for you. Do you ever feel like you're simultaneously doing way too much while also not feeling like you're doing enough? I have a workbook that's going to help you solve that problem and get to the root of what actually needs to be done and what matters to you most based on your values. Check out my Juggling All the Things workbook below in the show notes so that you can use this special gift to simplify your life. We all need that. And if you're interested in working with me, check in the show notes below on information on how to do so. Here's to finding our balance code.